Marjorie got a good one today, Marjorie. Yes, we got a good one today. Oh, you're going to love this one, Marjorie. Oh, it'll scare the pants off you. Oh, maybe not. We don't want to go there, do we? Anyway, I want some super, super scary music for this one, Marjorie. It's super scary. Oh, yes. Now, find some super duper music for me, Marjorie. Thank you. Thank you, Marjorie. Ow, that's a good way to get us into the new episode. This is episode 15 of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with the lovely, ever silent, romantically bereft. Are you still romantically bereft? Can't even say it. Are you still romantically bereft, Marjorie? Marjorie's nodding. Poor love. Big hug. And the roving reporter, Janice, who will be on the spot wherever we send her. Much to her disgust on some occasions. Now, in Welsh, I do confess I may be getting all the Welsh numbers wrong. Right, 15 in Welsh is undeg pimp. Yes, it is. I've been getting all the numbers wrong. So let's start with 15 in Welsh. So episode 15 in Welsh, undeg pimp. There we are. Ignore the rest. This is the right one. Right. Let's make a start on the new episode. This one is called, are you ready? The Devil's Tree. Oh, scary, scary. The Devil's Tree. Ooh. Now this is a real tree. Are you scared yet? This is a real tree, the Devil's Tree, near to Eglwys Ross, St. Hilary's Church. Llanros, near Llandudno. Oh. Now, you can find the tree. The tree still exists. Oh, yes. Yes, you can go and see the tree. You can go and see the tree. Don't get too close. Oh, no. Oh. Now, just past the village of Llanros is a withered, ancient oak tree. Withered, ancient it is. Withered and ancient. So many things. No, move on. And it's called, by the local residents, the Devil's Tree. Spooky. I don't know about spooky. Oh, the Devil's Tree. Oh, the Devil's Tree. Heaven's sake. That couldn't get more terrifying if it tried. The Devil's Tree. Why is it called the Devil's Tree? Well, thank you for asking. We'll find out, won't you? The Devil's Tree. It's haunted. It's a haunted tree. Oh, a haunted tree. Oh. It is said that the young and the timid are afraid to pass it. Not only the young and the timid, I wouldn't go past it, would you? I mean, would you climb the thing? Oh, no, nobody's got a reputation like that. Oh, no. Oh, they're afraid. Everyone's afraid to pass it of a dark night. Oh, and that's true, that is. That's true, that is. Yes, true. Everyone's afraid. Would you go near it on a dark night? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe it would invite you to it. Ah, what then? What then? Ah, it's legend as the Devil's Tree was made all the more real because of a horrifying happening. Yes, a happening to a local person. Ah, a local shoemaker called Cadwallader Williams. Are you with me now? Cadwallader Williams, who lived in Llansanfraid, Glen Conway, and would work probably in Llandudno. And he knew he would have to pass this accursed tree on the way home from work. So he would fill himself with Dutch courage. Ah, till it was sloshing over his gums. Yeah, sloshing it was. Till he sloshed when he walked. He was so full of Dutch courage. He was slurring his words. He was staggering about. He was that full of Dutch courage. Anyway, on this one particular evening, he thought, ha! I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to sort that tree out. No one's held. I'm not going to be afraid of no tree. So, yeah, what does he do? one Saturday night, feeling very refreshed. He marched right up to the accursed tree, the haunted tree, the devil's tree. Rather than avoid it, fearless he was, fearless, fearless. Admittedly, it was a little foolishly fearless, but he was fearless. He defied the evil one. He defied old Nick. He defied the incubus to appear. He defied him to do his worst. He said, "I'll do your worst, God," all the rest of it, you know, slurring his words at it. Ah, and as soon as he uttered the words of defiance, then something hot and hairy landed on his neck and on his back. Something hot and hairy landed on his back. Sounds positively lovely. No idea why he was struggling. Sorry. Move on. It was an incubus. It was old Nick. It was the devil himself. Ah, and it was wrapped around his neck in a grip of iron. A grip of iron, I tell you. Iron. Ah, he couldn't shake the thing off. He struggled. He span. He struggled and kicked and swore and rolled on the floor. Still, no good. No good. The thing clung to him, draining all his life energy. Ah, he would have been a husk of a person if he hadn't struggled. Ah, he carried on towards, if he could get to his friend's house, his friend. Ah, once he got there and knocked on the door, then he knew he might be safe. So what did he do? He struggled on. Ah, he fought and fought and struggled, every step becoming heavier and heavier. Oh, how he struggled. Ah, when he reached his friend's house, he reached to the door. Can he reach and knock on the door? And it was, as he reached and knocked on the door, the weight left him. He knew he was safe. He was completely exhausted. He collapsed on the doorstep. Ah, and his friend knew what had been on his back, what he'd been carrying. The incubus had nearly claimed him. Oh, only just saved. Ah, he was left with scorch marks on his neck. Ah, the mystery, the terror, the horror. Oh, goodness me. Oh, so, if you ever go there, you remember the story. You remember it. Dare you visit the Devil's Tree in Llanrost. Llanrost. Dare you visit it. Well, I'm going to visit it. Well, actually, I'm not. I'm going to send Janice. She's going to visit it. Oh, she'll be delighted when she finds out. Ah, so you can go and see it. And when you do, you'll make sure you look at the cattle or in the field. They don't go near it either. Do they know something? Can they sense something? Ah, the terror, the horror. Ah, there, the Devil's Tree. Visit it if you dare. Marjorie, some music.
Right, thank you, Marjorie. That's very nice indeed. Now it's time for Reverend Reporter Janice. Let's see where she is. I hesitate to ask because I don't think she's going to like this one very much. Don't think she is. Janice, are you there? Are you there, Janice?
Yes, I'm here. I am actually up the tree. I am reporting to you for Scary Tales from Scary Places. From the branches of the, tree. From the tree called the Devil's Tree. I don't know why I'm up this tree, but I'm up the tree. I have to report. So far, there's been, no sign of anything hot and hairy. Nothing like that. A squirrel has just thrown its nuts at me, but that's just, you know, one of those things. I can't see much else. Wow, hang on. What's this? Oh, no, just another squirrel. So, it seems to be fine. It seems to be fine up this tree. I can't actually get down from this tree because some swine has taken the ladder away. So, I'm stuck up this tree. So, if anyone would like to come to the tree, I am stuck up the tree. Thank you. If anyone hot and hairy turns up, I wouldn't say no. Thank you so much. I'm now stuck up the tree. So I'm just going to go back to the studio now and just say, can you get me someone with a ladder? Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Janice, someone is on their way as we speak. Marjorie has twiddled her knob and I have pressed some buttons. So somebody with a ladder will turn up very shortly. I'm sure it'll be hot and hairy. Thank you. So don't worry about it, Janice. She will be fine. Won't you, Janice? Utter silence. So Janice is probably fine. That incubus doesn't stand a chance. You know, with Janice, she has a black belt in sushi. Sorry, right. Moving on. That has been episode 15 in Welsh, episode Undeg Pimp of the Scary Tales from Scary Places podcast with your host, Kevin Green, with the ever silent but just sparkly, boob tube wearing, utterly gorgeous Marjorie. You are. Yeah. Yeah, she's mouthing things at me. Utterly disgusting words. And, of course, our roving reporter, Janice, who is up a tree waiting for rescue. We shall return in glory in episode 16. But in the meantime, do keep safe. And go and visit the scary tree. Go and visit the devil's tree in Llanros. Ah, well worth the visit. Take care. And I'll see you soon. Goodbye.